is coming again. Cheer up, you pilgrims, be joyful and sing. Jesus is coming again.
戏说基督教，李四贵牧师主讲。
Coming again, coming again, Jesus is coming again.
And now let us bow our heads while we pray.
现在请各位低头，我们祷告。
天父上帝，我们现在要继续研究关于主耶稣再来的兆头，求你的灵到每一位的心中，帮助他们在听这些兆头解释的时候，可以相信主耶稣来的日子很近了。我们这样的祈求都是奉主的圣名，阿们。Today we will continue to study the subject of the signs of Christ's coming.
在今天我们继续研究关于基督复临的预兆。
And we are studying lesson 67.
我们今天所研究的是第67课。
We are studying about the subject of signs on the earth.
今天的题目是地上的预兆。
Christ continued the enumeration of the signs of his coming.
基督继续的一一的诉说关于他复临的预兆。
He spoke of pestilences in Luke 21:11.
在路加福音21章第11节里头，他提到了瘟疫。
We agree that medical science has made rapid strides.
我们都同意医药的科学有了很大的进步。
In the last two decades.
这是在最近的二十年里头。
Yes, a decade is 10 years. Two would be 20 years. Much has been accomplished in the field of preventative medicine.
在预防的医学这一方面已经有了很大的成就。
There are the wonder drugs such as the sulfa drugs.
有一些个很好的特效药，比如说像磺胺药片
，penicillin，
盘尼西林
，and streptomycin，
连维素。
They have taken the danger out of many hitherto dreaded sicknesses.
他们已经除去了许多以前被认为是很可怕的疾病。
Such as pneumonia,
例如肺炎
,scarlet fever,
猩红热
,typhoid fever,
伤寒
,and acute infections,
还那些很厉害的炎症。
Recently, the shock vaccine has practically eliminated the risk of polio among children.
最近这种沙克疫苗可以说是已经除去了儿童们这种麻痹症的危险。
Polio is poliomyelitis. However, science has not been able to stamp out many epidemics.
可是科学家仍旧没有办法使很多的流行病把它们根除。
We are told that influenza killed more people during the First World War than bullets did.
我们听说流行性感冒在第一次世界大战的时候所杀死的人比枪弹所杀死的人还多。
About 25 million.
约有2500万人。
While some scientists in the world are working to stamp out disease.
正当有世上的一些科学家他们正在努力做根除疾病的工作。
Other scientists are endeavoring to develop new strains of bacteria.
可是还有一些科学家，他们却正在尽力培养许多新的细菌。
In large numbers to be used in germ warfare.
培养很多新的细菌， 还用在将来细菌战争里头。
In the last half of Luke 21:25, we read,
在路加21章25节的后半段有这样的话。
And upon the earth, distress of nations,
地上的邦国也有困苦。
In perplexity, at the roaring of the sea and the waves,
因海中波浪的响声就慌慌不定。
Have you ever been on a ship during a storm?
你有没有在暴风雨里头乘过船？
It is a terrifying experience.
那真是使人害怕的一种经验。
The sea becomes a mass of waves.
海洋成了，整个都成了波浪。
Some are higher than the boat.
有些个浪比船还要高。
The wind is so strong that no one dares venture onto the deck.
风非常的强烈，以至于没有人敢冒险到甲板上的去。
The noise of the wind,
风的响声
and the dashing of the waves,
还有波浪的冲击
certainly produce a roaring sound.
真是产生了一种怒吼的声音。
Surely Jesus was depicting the terrific windstorms which do so much damage today.
实在耶稣是在描写今天那危害甚烈的暴风雨。
The worst kind of windstorm is the tornado.
风里头最厉害的就是旋风。
Many of them hit the United States.
其中有很多都曾经进袭过美国。
During a period of 35 years,
在35年之内
or from 1916 to 1950,
从1916到1950年之间
tornadoes killed 7,961 people,
旋风杀害了7,961个人
and did US dollars 476 million worth of damage.
它所造成的伤害价值等于美金4,760,000那么多。
We now read Luke 21:26.
我们现在来念路加福音21章26节。
Men fainting with fear and with foreboding of what is coming on the world.
人想到那将要临到世界的事，就吓得魂不附体。
For the powers of the heavens will be shaken.
可是天势都要震动。
We have felt the window shaken when a shell explodes.
当一个炮弹或者炸弹爆炸的时候。
We have felt the window shaken.
我们就感觉到这窗户都摇动。
Or when an ammunition dump blows up.
或者是一堆炸药爆炸的时候也会有同样的感觉。
We have felt the house shake when a jet plane breaks the sound barrier overhead.
当一架喷射飞机在天空冲破这个音笛的时候，我们就感觉到屋子都会震动。
What would it be like should a hydrogen bomb explode?
要是一个氢弹爆炸的时候会怎么样？
Scientists tell us,that if nuclear warfare should break out,
科学家告诉我们，如果核子战争要是爆发的时候，
no side would win,
没有一方会得胜，
both sides would lose,
两方面都会失败。
Man now has in his hand the power to annihilate civilization.
现在人类的手里头有消灭文明的力量。
WhatUnthinkable possibilities exist when such power is put in the hands of an irresponsible, unscrupulous leader.
当这种力量被放在一个不负责任、不讲理的领袖的手里头，将会有怎样不可思议的事情会发生？
Little wonder men's hearts are fainting for fear.
难怪人的心里面充满了恐惧，吓得魂不附体。
And with foreboding, as they contemplate what could come upon the earth.
就是当他们想到将要发生在地上的事情。
If atomic warfare erupted.
要是一个原子战争爆发的话。
The last sign which Christ mentioned in Matthew 24.
在马太福音二十四章基督所提到的最后一个预兆
is found in the 14th verse.
是在第十四节里头。
It reads,
他这样说,
And this gospel of the kingdom,
这天国的福音,
shall be preached in all the world,
要传遍天下。
For a witness unto all nations.
对万民做见证。
And then shall the end come.
然后末期才来到。
Before leaving this earth, Jesus gave to the disciples,
在耶稣他离开这世界以前他给了门徒
what is known as the gospel commission.
就是所谓的传福音的使命。
It is recorded,In Matthew 28, 19 and 20.
这个福音的使命是记载在马太福音28章19-20节。
Go ye therefore.
所以你们要去。
And teach all nations.
要教导这些个人。
Baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, or Spirit.
奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗。
Teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you.
凡我所吩咐你们都教训他们遵守。
And lo, I am with you always.
我就常与你们同在。
Even unto the end of the world.
直到世界的末了。
Christ has committed to us the preaching of the gospel.To all the world.
基督吩咐我们要向全世界的人传扬福音。
That is the reason why gospel preachers cross the seas to lands afar.
这就是传福音的人远渡重洋到遥远的国家去的原因。
We firmly believe that when the gospel of Christ's salvation,
我们确实地相信当基督拯救的这种福音
And soon return,
或他即将福临的消息
is preached everywhere,
传到世界各地的时候
so that all will have an opportunity to accept the message or reject it.
使所有的人都有机会接受这信息或者是拒绝这信息
then the end will come.
那个时候末期就要来到
The gospel message is spreading rapidly.
福音的信息传得非常的快
Few are the countries where the saving power of Christ has not penetrated.
很少的国家是基督拯救的力量还没有透入。
The Bible is heralding this good news in over 1,000 languages.
圣经正用一千多种语言在宣扬这个好的消息。
One day soon, the work will be finished.
不久，这工作就要完成了。
When it is finished in the world,
在世上完成的时候
will it be finished in your heart?
它会不会在你的心里头也完成呢?
We have quite a number of vocabulary words today.
今天我们有比较多一点的生字。
Total of 16.
一共有16个。
To lesson 67.
67课。
The first one is pestilences.
第一个是瘟疫。
Pestilences. Number two, strides.
大步而行。
Strides. Three, preventative.
预防的。
Preventative medicine. Four, penicillin.
盘尼西林。
Penicillin. Five, streptomycin.
连霉素。
Streptomycin. Six, pneumonia.
肺炎。
We do not pronounce the P, it is pneumonia. Seven, typhoid.
伤寒。
Typhoid fever.Eight, influenza.
流行性感冒。
Influenza. Sometimes we say just flu for short. 9. Perplexity.
困苦或者困惑。
Perplexity. 10. Terrifying.
恐怖的。
Terrifying. 11. Venture.
冒险。
Venture. 12. Tornado.
旋风。
Tornado. 13. Ammunition.
弹药。
Ammunition. 14. Annihilate.
消灭。
Annihilate. 15. Irresponsible.
不负责任的。
Irresponsible. And 16. Unscrupulous.
不讲理的。
Unscrupulous. All right, let's look at the lesson and read it over in English.
现在我们把这一课用英文念一遍。
This is a continuation of the study, Signs on the Earth, Signs that Christ is Coming Again.
这是继续的研究关于基督复临之前在地上所发生的预兆。
Christ continued the enumeration of the signs of his coming. He spoke of pestilences in Luke 21:11. We agree that medical science has made rapid strides in the last 2 decades, or made rapid progress in the last 20 years. Much has been accomplished in the field of preventative medicine. Preventative medicine. There are the wonder drugs, such as the sulfa drugs, penicillin, and streptomycin. They have taken the danger out of many hitherto dreaded sicknesses, such as pneumonia, scarlet fever, typhoid fever, and acute infections. Recently, the salt vaccine has practically eliminated the risk of polio among children. However, science has not been able to stamp out many epidemics. We are told that influenza killed more people during the First World War than bullets did, about 25 million. While some scientists in the world are working to stamp out disease, other scientists are endeavoring to develop new strains of bacteria in large numbers to be used in germ warfare. Then is not this a fulfillment of what Christ said about pestilences coming upon the earth? The second paragraph. In the last half of Luke 21:25, we read, And upon the earth distress of nations, in perplexity at the roaring of the sea and the waves. Have you ever been on a ship during a storm? It is a terrifying experience. The sea becomes a mass of waves. Some are higher than the boat. The wind is so strong that no one dares venture onto the deck. The noise of the wind and the dashing of the waves certainly produce a roaring sound. Surely Jesus was depicting the terrific windstorms which do so much damage today. The first kind of windstorm is the tornado. Many of them hit the United States. During a period of 35 years, from 1916 to 1950, tornadoes killed 7,961 people and did $476 million worth of damage. We now read Luke 21:26. men fainting with fear and with foreboding of what is coming on the world, for the powers of the heavens will be shaken. We have felt the windows shaken when a shell explodes or an ammunition dump blows up. We have felt the house shake when a jet plane breaks the sound barrier overhead. What would it be like should a hydrogen bomb explode? Scientists tell us that if nuclear warfare should break out, no side would win. Both sides would lose. Man now has in his hand the power to annihilate civilization. What unthinkable possibilities exist when such power is put in the hands of an irresponsible, unscrupulous leader. Little wonder men's hearts are fainting with fear and with foreboding as they contemplate what could come upon the earth if atomic warfare erupted. The last sign which Christ mentioned in Matthew 24 is found in the 14th verse. It reads, "And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come." Before leaving this earth, Jesus gave to the disciples what is known as the Gospel Commission. It is recorded in Matthew 28, 19 and 20. "Go ye therefore, and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost," or Holy Spirit, "teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you alway, even unto the end of the world." Christ has committed to us the preaching of the gospel to all the world. This is the reason why gospel preachers cross the seas to lands afar. We firmly believe that when the gospel of Christ's salvation and the soon return, that is of Jesus Christ, is preached everywhere, so that all will have an opportunity to accept the message or reject it, then the end will come. The gospel message is spreading rapidly. Few are the countries where the saving power of Christ has not penetrated. The Bible is heralding this good news in over 1,000 languages. One day soon, the work will be finished. When it is finished in the world, will it be finished in your heart? These prophecies of Christ's coming are given so that we might awake to the times in which we live.
圣经所以提到这些关于基督福临的预兆，就是要使我们能够觉醒过来，知道我们现在所处的是个什么时代。
Christ has not left us in darkness with regard to the time of his return.
基督论到他福临的时间，并没有让我们留在黑暗之中。
As we read the daily newspapers, we can see many signs fulfilled before our very eyes.
每天我们看报纸的时候，我们都可以看出来的许多的预兆正在我们的面前应验。
And these signs, as we see them fulfilled, should cause us to desire to prepare for the coming of Jesus.
当我们看见这些预兆应验的时候，我们应该有一种赶紧预备等候他福临的愿望。
We have just a few moments before the close of the broadcast. We might look at some of the points again to this lesson.
在我们结束之前还有一点点时间，这一课里面还有一些重要的地方我们再看一看。
We notice in the opening paragraph about the question of preventative medicine.
在开始的时候提到一种预防的医药。
This paragraph tells us about the wonder drugs which have been discovered.
提到了很多已经发现的那些很奇妙的药。
Yet on the other hand, scientists are preparing for a new type of warfare.
但是在另外一方面，科学家正在准备着一种另新的战争。
We call it bacteria warfare or germ warfare.
称为这个细菌战。
This is as dangerous as nuclear warfare, or even more so.
这种战争跟核子战是一样的危险，或者是比核子战争更加危险。
And then in the next paragraph, talking about tornadoes and heavy windstorms.
另外一个地方提到这个风暴和旋风。
In fulfillment of the prophecy that the sea and the waves are roaring.
这乃是应验圣经里面的预言说海中因海中波浪的响声就慌慌不定。
And then at the end of the lesson,speaks of the gospel message spreading to all the earth.
在最后提到这福音的消息传到世界各个地方。
This is the last sign to be fulfilled before Christ comes.
这是在基督复临之前所要应验的最后一个预兆。
May God help you and your family to prepare for the second coming of Christ.
愿上帝帮助你和你的一家为基督的复临做准备。
Goodbye until next time.
下次我们再会。